We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Paul and Jordana, did you hear the Mueller report came out? On paper, it came out, and a few very special people have that report. We have sort of the Mueller light report.
No, we don't have anything. We have the Attorney General report pages, of the Mueller report.
Yeah, we have
report.
Four pages right. of summaries, right.
Of course, and we're learning today that it's being blocked in the Senate. Mitch McConnell is saying, no, we're not going to release it to the public, which is probably just a political move. Many Democrats, including from our state, are, of course, calling for it to be released to the public, which, of course, it should be released to the public. It's ridiculous. We have to see it.
I think it should come out as a Broadway musical. I'd go see that.
I like it. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who plays Mueller? Yeah.
Okay, let's get to our guest. He doesn't have time for fun and games like this. He's very busy. Congressman Dean Phillips, we're so happy and grateful that we know you have a vote at 5:30, so we're glad you're back on the show.
Oh, it's good to be with you, and maybe I'll try out for that play.
Yes.
You'd be great.
Yes, you would be good. Be absolutely.
Thank you.
No collusion. I can see it.
It writes itself.
Put that to music.
So, Representative, what was your initial visceral reaction, and what do you think of all this?
Well, I'll tell you, my first reaction, actually, Paul, was positive. I'm pleased that there was no evidence of collusion. Any American of any political perspective or persuasion should be pleased that none of that evidence was presented. That said, I am terribly concerned about Russian meddling, which happened in 2016, continues to happen, and the Russians will not rest, regardless of what this report says. So I'm glad that it reflected no collusion. And with that said, as you were just both reflecting on, I do believe it's appropriate that in the spirit of transparency, it should be released so that all of Congress and the general public can peruse the report, understand the process and the discovery, and hopefully put this to bed. One way or another.
And then what should happen from here, Congressman? Because, you know, we're hearing that the Democrats won't stop. They'll keep investigating. They won't necessarily accept that this is the conclusion of the report. How do you think your party should proceed to be victorious in 2020?
Well, yeah, I'm focused on doing what's right. This isn't about victory for one side or another. And twofold, Jordana. I am terribly disappointed that Mitch McConnell won't even be affording a vote on a bill and a resolution that we passed 420 to nothing. Mm-hmm. There are not many actions on the House floor, as you can imagine, that have such unanimous support. So starting with transparency, I think we should make sure the report is released. That was a disappointment. Secondly, we were sent to Washington to provide accountability, and we need to do that. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. And certainly there is evidence still, I believe, that should be shared with the respective congressional committees that should probably perform some more oversight. That is their responsibility, constitutional responsibility. But I'm also focused on what we were sent here to do, which is to help people improve lives and pass legislation that is incumbent on us to do. So I'm hoping that is in the future, and I'm going to do my utmost to encourage both.
Today, the president said he was asked if Robert Mueller acted honorably, and President Trump said, quote, yes, he did. He also added that the release of Mueller's report is up to the attorney general, but that, again, president's words, it wouldn't bother me at all. So
maybe Mitch McConnell should listen.
Well, again, full transparency. How do you go wrong with that? But again, I'm going to ask the same question that Jordana asked Congressman about, is this an opportunity? And I realize you want to get to the truth. We understand that. Was there any criminality? Understood. But at what point does the Democratic Party pivot? Is this a potential inflection point to focus again on issues, on finding the right candidate to take on the president in 2020 rather than legislating through litigation. And I mean, is this if you could predict in a crystal ball, is this going to be the next 16, 18 months? Is it going to be one subpoena after another, one investigation after another? Or at some point, do the Democrats just say, you know, let's turn the page, move forward?
Well, it's a reasonable question. And I also want to point out, which you both well know, too, that the report, the letter, I should say, does not exonerate the president either. That was explicit. So there is more to be learned, and that is true. And there are committees here in the House and both the Senate that have responsibilities to perform oversight, and they will. You're probably hearing a bell that it's time to go vote soon. But
the call to vote,
disregard.
Right?
This is important, so I'll disregard that for just a moment. But it doesn't exonerate him. There are committees that have a responsibility to provide oversight, and they should continue to do so. Second part of the question is: I hope that we can also do the important work at hand, and I do not want to see the Democratic Party get sidetracked on this issue exclusively. I think it would be a dereliction of our collective duty and our responsibility, and we can do better. But it is also our responsibility to ensure that the president, that nobody in this country is above the law.
We're talking with Congressman Dean Phillips, and I know you have to go, but you are the sponsor of new legislation for the Liberian Refugee Immigration Fairness Act. We have people from Liberia living here in our state. We're the largest. I had no idea we were the largest population outside of Liberia of Liberian people. The 4,000 people in Minnesota could be sent back, Dean, in what, 6 days?
Yeah, it's expiring on March 31st, DED, Deferred Enforced Departure. Mm-hmm. One of the most remarkable communities I've ever come to know. I consider the wonderful Liberian community my own family, contributors to our economy, business owners, parents of American citizens, many of them already here over two decades, made their lives here. It's the only place they know. And this program that four presidents have extended and created over the past 20-some years, have continued to extend it. President Trump last year extended it for 1 year and said that would be it. That 1 year is coming up on March 31st, so I am doing everything I can every waking hour to find a fix. What you just referred to is a bill that would provide eventually a path to citizenship. That is going to be a little bit down the road. I am working right now to ensure that nobody has to wake up on April 1st, worried about being deported. We're better than that. It's a human issue. It's an economic issue. And I'm hopeful that between my coordination with members here in the House and the Senate and the White House, that we can find a solution. And I am fully dedicated to doing so.
Congressman Phillips, when do you sleep?
Oh, there'll be time for that in retirement, Paul.
We know you have to go vote. Thank you so much for the time. And we're going to talk a little bit more about your bill to educate the listeners on that and our fellow citizens here in Minnesota.
It's such an important issue, and I'm so grateful that you will expose it for our community to understand.
Thanks for the time, Dean.
Congressman Dean Phillips, thanks for weighing in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.